Well, hello and welcome, everyone. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, I want to have a discussion with you all around overwhelm and stressed out and burned out. Is that you at all? Maybe it's not you, but I bet you know somebody that it is. And I'll bet you've been there before, and I'll bet you that you might be there again, unless you learn some of the ancient principles and wisdom that can really change things up for you. You know, I had a doctor tell me one time, he says, you know, why do we study ancient principles? Aren't our modern principles really amazing? Don't we know everything in the modern world? Look at the ancients. They didn't have what we have. Well, that's a very limited point of view. And it's actually kind of an ignorant point of view, because what it is, it's a point of view that only allows for what's going on today and doesn't take in the principles that got us here. And we have a lot of ancient principles that can create health and wealth and joy and happiness in our lives, right? So today we're going to be talking specifically about some of those principles that can help you to change it up, maybe even create a new lifestyle, maybe even create a new place of wellness in your life and joy in your life. Wow, how would that be? Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. But before I do that, and introduce you to my guest, who's an expert in this year, he's in this area. He spent decades studying this and applying it in his practice. I'm going to take a quick break, so we'll be right back.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And I have my guest in studio with me, Dr. Rao Kalusa. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's so good to have you. For those of you that don't know Dr. Kalusa, he is a MD, and he's got over 40 years of medical practice in clinical and administrative experience in the United States. He is known for his philosophy of medical practice with prevention and maintenance of health by finding disease origins. That's the key. And not merely just treating diseases or symptoms. So, doctor, I'm so glad that you've done the research. You've done what you need to do to know the cause and the cure of so many things. How did you get started on that path?
Well, I came from India. I have some inkling of this yoga practice, but I wasn't like a regular practitioner. I know how to do some asanas, that's all. But later on, when I came to this country, I was exposed to a lot of stress in the hospital because I got a promotion to chief resident. I had to carry a lot of burden. So that was very stressful. Then I took yoga and philosophies of yoga that really helped me to look at things in a much more, simple way. And I started doing that, and that helped me to deal with the stress. Then I started on that.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that in India, and especially in ancient India, where they didn't have, quote, medical doctors, they had the yogis. And the yogis used what you just said was asana, posture, to help people to heal, right? Can you talk to that at all?
Yeah. Yoga is really for the mind, but it tells you how to prepare the body for the mind preparation. So asanas are very important for the body culture. Along with asanas, pranayama, that is the breathing exercise, very important. You know, we don't do the deep breathing on a regular basis. It's very important for us to cultivate that. You know, if you cultivate that, you will see the benefits right away with the breathing. With asanas, you have to take your time according to your body type, how flexible you are, how old you are. But you say yoga is such a culture, you can design for an infant, and also you can design for a very frail old man, you know. So it's very customizable, very simple things you can start. I have, for example, what's called head to toe yoga in 5 minutes. And that is done on an 85-year-old woman, because she came to me in a wheelchair. She was walking 2 weeks before that, but she came to me in a wheelchair. Then I told her, let us do this for you, and they customized this yoga routines. And 2 weeks later, she came back to me walking to the clinic.
I love that. Well, you know, some people don't know what prana is, so I want to define that. You know, prana is our life force, that life force energy that we learn to control in the practice of yoga. Yeah, and we can send that life force energy into any body part to help it heal, help stimulate it to get healthy. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Breathing exercises are called pranayama. That's the Sanskrit name of it. Prana is the life force. Ayama is extending that life force by breathing deep and pure breath so that you have more breath to breathe throughout your life. So by cutting down the number, you really breathe longer, and then you retain more oxygen and expel more carbon dioxide outside. So that is the essence of it. It's a very, very simple thing. It basically, diaphragmatic breathing means diaphragm goes down and your lungs expand so that more alveolar space is available, more surface, the exchange of oxygen to carbon dioxide will be there. So you will absorb more oxygen and expel more carbon dioxide. That's a good thing for the cellular level also.
That's really good. You know, would you say that all healing comes from prana? Is that accurate? Because, you know, I mean, there's massage, and there's a lot of, you know, medications one can take, and there's a lot of, you know, mental work some can do. But ultimately, how does prana work in the body? To heal.
Basically, as you are exercising, it demands more oxygen because the muscles have to work, right? And then more blood will be opened up and going there. If that blood is more oxygenated, then you have more substance to metabolize whatever ingredients we have. And that's called aerobic metabolism. That means more oxygen available. Otherwise, you have anaerobic, and then you have this lactic acid that gives us all the cramps and all that. We know that. So on the treadmill, I do the breathing exercise in the yogic way on the treadmill, you know, and then I don't get cramps ever. I never had cramps because of that.
Interesting. You know, it's been said that, and I don't know if this is true or not, because I'm not an MD, but I've heard that when the body is alkaline rather than acidic, most cancers can't live in an alkaline environment. Is that accurate?
That is true. That is the metabolic fact, you know. The acidic nature also goes down as you increase the oxygenation, as you increase the digestion, as you increase the assimilation. All those processes will take place in a better alkaline atmosphere than acidic. But it's a simple term, but there's so much more involved. In general, that is accurate.
Interesting. Wellness versus illness in the Oriental health systems. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. See, I worked for about 40-some years, right? I was working as an allopathic doctor. Even though I was very preventive-oriented and also health maintenance, but there are so many people that wait for things to go far off, and then they get into disease where we cannot really completely reverse it, or we cannot allow it to go to complications, or the complications themselves, they get you, you know. Instead of that, if you can really be oriented towards the wellness, then you can delay the illness appearance later. And also you can have less illness, and also you can recover faster. So I wanted people to really go to the primary end of the prevention, where that eating properly, exercising, sleeping, and then keeping their mind rather clear all the time. And be away from smoking, alcohol, those kind of things, and not having late nights, entertainment, those kind of modern things that we kind of invented, want to improve our life, kind of we made them work against us. So I don't want to really not be aware of whether we are well or ill till the late time. If you are well, my definition of wellness is if you have a strong, flexible body, alert and aware mind, and kind and compassionate heart, loving heart, and also joy in your life. If you are working or you have a family or you're resting, you should be having joyfulness. But people have this anxiety, depression, or not having enough energy, or really needing some smoking or alcohol to relax. Those kind of things are something we can easily reverse without doing anything.
You know, I never asked this person, anyone this question, but I'm going to ask you, but I'm going to wait to have you answer it after the break. But the question is this, is a person that's not feeling happy or joy in themselves, do you think that might be a first sign of disease stemming in their body? So don't answer it yet. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a 3-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order. Oh, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken Foster with the Voices of Courage show. And today I'm interviewing Dr. Calusa. He's an MD. And he has, right now, he's heading as the CEO and Chief Wellness Officer for a company called Be a Pal. We'll talk about that in a minute, which is found on the fusion of modern medicine and ancient wisdom. Okay, let me ask you that question one more time. You know, so is when you have a sense of maybe, you know, chronic, maybe it's not, you know, maybe everybody has a little sadness or unhappiness now and then, but if it's chronic unhappiness or chronic, you know, no joy in your life, would you say that's a step towards disease?
Yes. Because if you take our early childhood and then later, we are generally very energetic, very happy for no reason, and then we are running around. The moment they get hurt, they can sit down and cry, right? But in an older person, you may put up with the pain that you are having, but still you are uncomfortable about doing your job or relating to people and all that. So any discomfort, that's called dis-ease. Normal is being at ease, being at joyfulness. But this ease is, that ease is gone, that shows in your face or in your work or in your life or relations, because you are not joyful within, because you are not normal at ease.
Well, listen, I had a friend that had a little dot on his arm, and, you know, my wife said, hey, that's cancer. And he said, oh, no, that's not cancer. You know, and then we saw him again a while later, and she gotten a little bigger. And my wife and I were like, yeah, that's cancer. You need to go check that out with a dermatologist. He said, no. I'm going to heal this holistically. And he started applying black salve, and he'd taken a lot of vitamins and cleaned up his diet and did all this stuff. And it kept growing and growing. And he, I said, you got to go get it. He was deathly afraid of medical doctors. I said, you have to go get this done. You have to get that thing cut off. He didn't listen. And a couple of years later, he had his arm cut off, right? Mm-hmm. He survived it, but he didn't. So, you know, a lot of people are the flip side of that. They will not go to somebody that's holistic. They will only go the MD way. And what's your thought about that? Because I know better, but what are you thinking about?
That's a very valid point, Ken, because modern medicine had made so many strides of preventing disease. Okay, one of my biggest things in my clinic is cancer prevention, because the earlier you diagnose cancer, the more you can cure it, really, or handle it better. You know, so we always want early detection of the cancer, early detection of any disease, and all of that. Modern medicine has developed so many tools to detect better and earlier too. So we have to take that. But what we have to incorporate is, what are the understandings the ancient healing systems proposed, like yoga, Ayurveda? There are the sciences, because they developed out of real work of finding the truth about body, truth about our breathing, truth about our metabolism and all that. Without understanding both systems, what they are good at, to scoff at is really not being very smart. We are losing the wisdom that was generated, because that produced a lot of longevity, vitality in the body with the Venetian system. The modern systems, more like chemicals, but we have to use the chemicals appropriately. Diagnostic-wise, we made rapid progress, you know, with the technology involvement and all that, genome or, you know, microbiome. All those things are very valid to really take care of. So having a fear of either of them or not having complete understanding is the problem. That's where modern physicians have to have a healthy respect to the wellness, but skeptical. Investigate them and then find out what's the truth about them and then do it. I won't prescribe yoga for somebody who has cancer. But I may use the yoga way of treating the mind, of giving him everything about death and all that, when I diagnose modernly and then use the modern modalities for the treatment of cancer. But I also treat his mind and his approach, everything from inside. That is where these ancient systems have really, especially in the field of consciousness, they really explored, and thousands of years of work was done. We need to get that properly out. You know, that's what my thing is. I'm trying to bring the best of modern medicine along with best of modern ancient wisdom. So it's kind of a real, we have to study a lot. I spent 25 years on this ancient wisdom. And then I'm a personal example. I'm 67. I don't take any medications, but if it's needed, I will take them. But I don't want to make it a habitual thing. I want to live a proper life and then protect my wellness. And when I need, I will go and get the preventive workup, like a Medicare gives annual checkup. I encourage my patients to get it done.
That's a really interesting subject, because I think that you know, modern medicine has it's like, well, you know, I know people that are on 8 and 10 medications. They believe they'll be on those medications the rest of their life. So there's that piece, but there's also you know, there's a lot of people supplementing, and they're taking a lot of supplements every single day. I'd like to get your hit on that, but I got to take a quick break. So we'll be right back and we'll get your hit on supplements and taking over-medicating maybe.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call. Check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Name of our show today is The Courage to Explore Ancient Healing Modalities. I have as my guest Dr. Rao Kalusa, and he's an MD who's been experienced in the United States for over 40 years. He's a doctor that looks for the cause and the cure. So we're talking about this supplementing. What's your hit on that? You know, do we need supplements every single day? Do we, you know, how do we know what we need and don't need?
See, it's a question of how our diet has lost the vitality to some extent, you know. That's why we need the supplements, okay? Mm. So what we do is we do a metabolic workup. We determine are you deficient in anything. Then we need to replace, like by vitamin B12 or vitamin D. Absolutely, you know. But how can we improve the diet? For example, simple thing is grow vegetables in your backyard, for example, you know, and then use compost fertilizer instead of chemicals. Then the food you are eating, the topsoil should be protected too. That's a big movement going on. Once your food is vital, it has that vitality, then you will have no need for supplements because they are coming through the food. And if they don't do that, you are deficient in something like a magnesium or anything like that, we have to replace it. Otherwise, you will be in trouble. Modern methods have become like how we grow, how we transport food, how we store the food, and how we use preservatives to get the food last longer. All those things depriving the vitality. That's one thing we miss. We think it's convenience, but we don't think about what this is going to do in the long run. So at this time, people may be deficient in that. So they're okay to take the supplements.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a school of thought that says that the soil, topsoil is so depleted that even if you're growing organic foods, that they're still not the vital life force that you need to put in your body. Yeah.
You know, in Saudi Arabia, at one time, it was a green forest. Overfarming made that a desert. Arizona was thick forest at one time, thousands of years ago, and that has lost because of the overfarming too. And that is the examples people are bringing out to show us how overfarming, not taking the organic nature of the topsoil, is really producing the food that is not really good. And also the commercial interests, they may do some things to just to preserve something, and that is it. For example, if you make a food, eat it within 4 hours. From the time you made it, 4 hours, it will be very vital. You can feel the prana, that is the energy in it. The hot, the omelet that's made right away from pan to plate, anybody can feel that, how good that is. What says the same thing is refrigerated, 6 hours later you eat it, we feel the stillness.
Interesting. Well, you know, I know in my own life when we switched from store-bought eggs to pasture-raised eggs, it was a completely different experience. The store-bought eggs that we were buying were, you know, this pale-looking yolk that didn't really have much flavor. The pasture-raised eggs are this beautiful kind of a golden, almost orange-yellowish yolk that have this incredible flavor. They cost a little more, but, you know, I feel vitalized when we eat those. That's really what we're talking about here.
That is organically grown food. Definitely tastes better. And people are cheating on that too, but you have to be careful. The best thing is try to raise it by yourself or maybe 10 families together can have a land and grow things together. That kind of practical solutions are there. And they are adding to your general health also, because naturally grown, organically grown food have more fiber and protein too. So if you eat them, you are protected from the chemical nature of the fertilizers or insecticides. they can be carcinogenic.
Interesting. Well, you know, there must be, I cannot tell you how many different ways that I've heard to increase natural immunity. I can't tell, there's so many different theories and ways that people want to do this. What's your thought on raising natural immunity? How do we do that naturally, especially when this, you know, these pandemics that are going to be, I guess, sweeping through the world now and then?
Pandemic student since 1985, because as a physician, we encountered this antibiotic resistance in that big hospital I was working. It's a 720-bed hospital. We had $1 million budget for the antibiotics for that year, and we galloped up within 3 months, all the doctors together. We prescribed so many antibiotics, all the budget is gone. So administrator brought us into the boardroom and said, hey, guys, you can have to spend $1 million for supposedly 1 year. What are you going to do the next month, 9 months? Then we have to start this antibiotic resistance program where we use only minimal antibiotics as much as possible and don't want to use all our armamentarium because we have a toolkit. We don't want to use the advanced tools for the simple things. You know, that is what they were doing. Then I got into this bandwagon of antibiotic resistance, pandemics, all the infections and all that. So I have been studying HIV, Ebola, as the pandemic happened. And I also know the structure and the thought as what they are talking about, what we are going to do. They have been warning about antibiotics, and we are producing superbugs by abusing antibiotics, not only in people, but also in the animals. That's the big way of antibiotic resistance. So there are three elements in any infection: the agent, which causes infection, and then second one is environment, what we are growing it, and the host. We usually take care of the environment, clean it up, we take care of the bug, taking antibiotics and all that, but we don't pay attention to host. And that is what I picked up from the yoga, because they said the lymph nodes are there from head to toe, right? And the lymph really flows from bottom to the heart. So what we do is a simple routine that I do 3-4 minutes. All those lymphatic drainage areas are really massaged in a particular way. Like, for example, there are lymph nodes behind the ear and in front of the ear. So you hold on to the lobe and pull it 2-3 times. And then you really move. Otherwise, we are not giving any circulation to that. So that active thing, what it does is it regenerates the lymph nodes to generate more lymphocytes. That's a natural process, non-therapeutic, non-invasive. You can do it by yourself and enhance your natural immunity life. Diet, exercise, sleep, and good sleep, very, very good sleep, restores your body immunity. And also, clear your head. Clear your head every day 2 times. Sit down and slate. Yeah. Clean slate.
Yeah. Well, all right. Where am I on time? I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I want to ask you about prebiotics, probiotics, and we already covered antibiotics. So we'll break. And for all of you, I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have, let your family and friends know about this show. It's all about you. It's about lifestyle. It's about longevity. It's about helping you to really see the unseeable and to know the unknowable and then be able to do the impossible. That's what this show is about. And thank you for joining us today.